You're listening to Mr. Goodyear's Neighborhood, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more episodes of Mr. Goodyear's Neighborhood at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. Mr. Goodyear's Neighborhood, a podcast about a mountain town run by mountain people.
All right, thank you everyone for coming out this evening. Welcome to a live Mr. Goodyear's Neighborhood, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find all of our podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes at The Banyan Collective. At this time, I would like to introduce John Wojciechowski, the host of Mr. Goodyear's Neighborhood, a podcast about a mountain town run by mountain people.
Well, hello and good evening, and let's give a hand to Kim Bouchard and Danette Pooley and everybody that put this together. We're going, give them a hand, give them a hand. We're going to have Caitlin take a seat in the hot seat because she's up, but while she's breaking away and taking a seat, we are going to have Kim Bouchard introduce Caitlin as we get going at this version of Mr. Goodyear's Neighborhood. Take it away, Kim.
Okay, so I am here to introduce Caitlin Gochner for Weber County Commission. She is going to bring a fresh, calm, educated, poised voice to our commission. I think it's pretty important that we have even a gender balance on our commission. This was something I was considering doing, but she's way smarter and cooler than me. So luckily, we have the best candidate in the race for Weber County Commission. And she has been a former Ogden City Councilwoman for 8 years. She's served in leadership. She's done a ton of things. And she's at a point in her life that she can collaborate, listen, and serve Weber County. And she's excited to do it. So on that note, I offer my full endorsement to Caitlin Gochner for Weber County Commission. So Caitlin, take it away.
Thank you, Kim. Let's hear it for Kim. Kim Bouchard. All right, Caitlin, so as Kim mentioned, you've been on the Ogden City Council for 8 years. You recently left that post in 2016. In 2014, you were the president of the Utah League of Cities and Towns. Governor Herbert, he's appointed you to a couple of councils, the Utah Arts Council and the Great Salt Lake Advisory Council. So we know some things about you professionally. I think the first thing we'd want to know, tell us about yourself. We know you're a mother. A wife, a mother to three children. So tell us about Caitlin Gochner, Ogden resident, Weber County resident.
Well, the first thing I have to tell you is that I'm married to a wonderful guy, and he's here somewhere.
Where is he?
Greg, where are
Greg,
you?
Greg, raise your hand. Oh, he's campaigning. Don't interrupt him. He's campaigning.
So I often have people ask me, what does your husband think about this? So I have to say he's really supportive, and I wouldn't be doing this if he weren't. So that's first thing, and yes, I am a proud mother. I have wonderful twin boys that are in college and a delightful daughter whose birthday is today. She's
happy birthday, yeah.
She's far away in Connecticut, but we're sending her lots of love.
Well, hopefully she's tuning in, so happy birthday in Connecticut. What's your first name again?
Gretchen.
Gretchen. Happy birthday, Gretchen. Everybody say happy birthday, Gretchen.
We love everything there is to take advantage of in this beautiful place. We love the trails. We love the skiing. We love the beauty. We love everything about living here. And, you know, we had the choice of where to live and actually came here to raise our family because it's such a spectacular setting and because they're such remarkable people.
Well, now I and my family, we've endorsed you for Weber County Commission, but don't think that we're going to go easy on you. We're going to ask some hard questions and you're going to have to do some explaining. So the first question is, so you left the Ogden City Council in January. Did you leave the Ogden City Council with the intention of running for Weber County Commission, or, you know, why are you running for Weber County Commission?
So let me start by saying I finished my second term in January, and we don't have term limits, but I had a self-imposed term limit. I had an incredible experience on the council and was part of wonderful things, as you know, with all the economic revitalization. But I had finished my public service and was headed to the nonprofit world to work.
Your dream job, from what I understand.
A dream job, yes. And I was approached by one of the county mayors, and he encouraged me to run and just told me I had a good leadership style, and I hesitated at first, but I really understand that things can be better on the county level, and I think I have some good skills and leadership ability and experience that can help make things better.
Now, you've been described as collaborative. You engage your community. You listen well, think about issues, and then respond. Can you give us some specific examples, maybe, you know, during your career where you've been collaborative and engaging, and, you know, kind of give us some examples of, you know, those descriptors that you have about yourself?
So I will give you two examples, and the first one is something that actually just came to fruition last week, and I'm super excited about it, but it's a designated open water swim area in at Pineview, and it's an idea that's been around for 5 or 6 years and just could not... There are a lot of entities involved. It's super complicated. The Forest Service owns the dirt, but the state parks is over the water, and the Sheriff's Department enforces, and there's one more player in this. And so it's just no one could take charge and be able to have the liability for that open water swim area. And so, you know, I had the power to convene. So I started convening, and we just had this group of people, and we didn't give up, and we kept meeting, and we kept meeting, and it's a super small thing, but it's a success story of how collaboration really can work. And so this year there will be a designated open water swim area at Pineview.
Congratulations. So essentially you took all these powers that be, you locked them in a room and said, let's figure it out. We're not leaving till it gets done.
And I gave them treats and it worked. And the second example I would give you is that a group home purchased a house actually in my neighborhood across the street. And there was a lot of emotion around that, and just lots of emotion and maybe not a lot of understanding about what could be allowed and what couldn't be allowed. And so I can convene things. So we brought in all the experts from the city to explain it, and gathered all the neighbors, and just had a nice little question and answer period in the middle of our street. And the group home's been a good neighbor, and things have worked out well.
So you were at the campaigning at the Republican Weber County Convention last Saturday, and there was a lot of questions, and you know the other candidates have asked you to drop out of the race. Why are you staying in the race, and why should the citizens of Weber County vote for you as opposed to letting you know, a small group of delegates decide, you know, who our next commissioner is going to be?
Boy, that's the hot question of the week. You know, when I signed up for this, I committed to being on that ballot in June. I gathered the required signatures, and I just think it's super important for our county that the citizens get to have a voice in this election. Did that answer all your questions? It was a long one.
I'm good at, like, five-sentence questions. Why should somebody vote for you?
I think the biggest reason they should vote for me is that I am doing this because I care about my community. I'm passionate. I don't have any other agenda than that, and I have a really fresh perspective. I come from outside of the county government.
You know, to compare your time on the Ogden City Council and as a hopefully a future job as a Weber County Commissioner, what is the differences and what is the function of a Weber County Commissioner exactly?
I think the easiest way to explain it is that a County Commissioner is the mayor and the City Council all rolled up in one. So they not only have legislative powers, but they also have executive powers.
So the county is made up of 16, 17 cities, municipalities. What are some of the challenges that the county is facing, you feel, in the upcoming years?
I think the biggest challenge for all of us along the Wasatch Front is that our population's projected to double by the year 2050. And so we have to put plans in place and really thoughtfully prepare for that growth now. The other challenge for Weber County is that we have incredible employees that work for our county, and none of them got raises this year. So I think that's the public safety department is losing all kinds of experienced deputies.
It's a Harley.
Nice. It's a beautiful evening to be out. So that's something that has to be addressed right away, is how to be able to compensate those employees and keep them.
So speaking with a lot of the delegates on Saturday, taxes came up many times. So how would you compensate employees, give them pay raises without, raising taxes exorbitantly? What's your plan there? Do you have a plan?
The plan is definitely a focus on economic development. I like to say that economic development can't just be a plan. It has to be a priority. And it's the way that we can address all those problems. If we create a bigger tax base, increase our commercial base, then property taxes for residents can stay low, but we grow that base so that we can pay our employees better.
So can you comment at all, what's going on with the library project in North Ogden, Harrisville, Pleasant View? There seems, the way I understand it, there's been some money earmarked for that project, but I guess there's some hesitation with the current county commission to spend the money on the library. Can you comment, or how would you handle that situation up north?
Well, I'll tell you, I've put a lot of time in. I've studied this. I understand it. I've been out to North Ogden. I've walked through the library, and I've walked through the basement, and I feel really strongly that the voter-approved money needs to stay in North Ogden, and I think that that there actually has been a lot of good discussion on it, and I'm confident, optimistic, that they're going to get past that logjam and get that money spent on the project it was intended for.
So if there's money voted for a library, you're going to build a library?
Yes, sir.
You mentioned the communities out west and the flooding, and one of the hot topics that your campaign talks about is the wastewater in West Weber County. Tell us about that a little bit, and how you plan on addressing storm drainage and the wastewater accumulation out west.
You know, that actually is something I was not aware of until I started listening to the mayors and the residents out west, and it's a huge deal. That's where the biggest growth is in our county right now. So lots of building going on, and we pretty much live in a bowl. So, it rains and it pours down through from the mountains on down, and the lowest part of the county is in the west, and they have all sorts of flooding. So we absolutely need to create a master plan right away. And then we also have to fund what we're going to do. And I think I mentioned Uinta's not even in that western part, but we had a big rain event last week, and the way the wastewater flows into their community, they had flooding as well. So it's something that there needs to be a master plan now and a priority list of how to go about addressing it.
One now, right? There's not a master plan now at all.
As far as I can understand, there is not a master plan right now. But keep in mind, this was all farmland, and it's just exploded in growth just in the last few years.
On the water topic, emotions have been high in Ogden Valley. Water is the gold up in Ogden Valley. How would you build a bridge with developers, farmers, and residents up in the valley?
I know emotions are high, and again, I think it goes back to how you communicate and get all of those people in the same room so they at least understand the issue and hear from all sides on it. And it's touchy. I mean, water has been touchy in the West since the pioneers arrived. I think a lot of it has to start with just communicating with all those groups and understanding and not allowing building if there isn't water to go with it.
Well, let's get back to taxes. I think we're going to spend the next 2 hours, and I'm just going to complain about all the tax rules and regulations, so if you're okay with that. But again, on Saturday, speaking with the delegates, that was probably one of the common denominators was the high property taxes in Weber County. And there were a lot of questions, you know, could there be a voucher for, you know, maybe those elderly residents that can't afford the property taxes and are not, you know, heating their homes, or, you know, they're kind of backing off their utilities just so they can afford the property taxes. And as a business owner, former business owner in Weber County and Davis County, I can say that doing businesses in Weber County is higher. And, you know, how do we mitigate maybe, you know, the tax burden for, you know, residents and citizens that, you know, have a hard time just paying the bill at the end of the year?
That's one of those like eight questions.
Oh, he's good at that.
Yeah. So you look like you can handle it though. So,
I mean, there are a couple ways to answer that. I mean, people on fixed incomes, it's always challenging. The utility companies all have programs to help people that are struggling to pay those bills. So I would start there. And I had a veteran approach me on Saturday, and I'd never thought of it that way either, that maybe they get a tax break as well. So the challenge is, you start pulling out these groups and giving them tax breaks. How do you pay your employees, and how do you fund your wastewater management plan? And so it's a balancing act for sure. Do you have any thoughts?
Well, so the county, the way I understand it, is the tax collector, and it's their job to collect the money and allocate the money. In your opinion, how has the commission over the years budgeted and allocated tax dollars? And what fresh perspective are you going to bring to collecting and allocating our tax dollars?
Thanks for that question. That's a good one. I think I have looked at the county budget, and I have the 30,000 foot view of it, but there's a lot more I need to understand about it. And the first thing I need to understand is that the county did have a rainy day fund a few years ago, and that has been depleted. So I'm concerned, and I feel like I need to understand that, because the county weathered the recession with the rainy day fund intact, but has spent it down since that time. So
is the county broke? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think they're broke, but they don't have that rainy day fund. So that's something that I need to understand a lot more,
so
and
gotta
plan
be
to.
Very careful with the money that is being spent.
Always.
So let's go back to the election a little bit. How many delegates voted at Saturday's convention?
673 credentialed.
So 600 delegates, and how many residents of Weber County are there? I'm guessing there's got to be a couple hundred thousand.
Where our population is right around 225,000, but supposed to reach 250,000 in just a couple more years.
So common logic would tell me that I wouldn't want 600 people deciding, you know, for 250,000 or so voters. So of those 250,000 residents, if they want to vote for you, how does it have to happen?
So yes, if I think it's really important to give our county residents a voice, and the way they have a voice in this election is to participate in the Republican primary in June. And whoever comes out of that primary, it will be our next county commissioner.
So me as an independent voter, it's a closed primary in June, so I'm going to have to figure out how to register as a Republican in order to vote in June. Is that correct, Danette? Kristen, right? Yeah? Okay.
That makes two of us, so yeah.
Some of the other conversations I had with delegates, and there's really no, like, nice way to ask you this, but I'm going to ask anyway, because it was the other than taxes, this is another common denominator question amongst the delegates, and that is, as a woman, how can you be effective in a male-dominant commission, or historically male-dominant commission?
Oh, I'm going to answer that several ways. I grew up with four brothers, so I learned early on how to work well with men. And, you know, I worked under two completely different administrations with the Ogden City Council, and I worked successfully with both styles of leadership. So I am absolutely looking forward to working with the sitting commissioners.
Yeah, give her a hand. I bet she'll get them to the meetings on time too, right? Do you have any, question that I fielded a lot at the convention was, if Caitlin, if you have any alliances, friends down at the, the state government and, in the Senate and the representatives, alliances you have, influences. I mean, can you get stuff done at the state level to help your county here in Weber County?
So I
if they see your name on the caller ID, are they going to pick it up?
I guess I start by answering that everybody is brand new at some point, and they all have to develop those networks. And it's not like I have the magic network there, but having worked with the League of Cities and Towns and served on various boards, I actually have some great contacts to start with.
So tell us about the campaign slogan, A Fresh Perspective. Explain that to us a little bit.
I think it's just that, I'm a passionate, regular citizen that just wants to do my part for the community. I don't have any other agenda than that, and I come from outside of county government, so I'm just going to be looking at things with new eyes.
So, what am I missing? Does anybody have any specific questions for Caitlin that, we can ask now before we start moving on to how to find out more information about you and your campaign? I'll plug that now. Your home phone number, and I hear that Caitlin will answer that anytime somebody calls, is 801-627-0013, and the website is caitlingottner.com. And am I saying the last name is Gottner, right?
Yes, sir.
So Caitlin, C-A-I-T-L-I-N, and then Gottner is spelled G-O-C-H-N-O-U-R, and of course is caitlingottner.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, what other social media outlets am I missing here?
I think you're covering them. Yes, sir.
So we will close it out with your campaign speech. We'll let you ask for everybody's vote, and then we'll rally the troops. We'll get people to vote.
Well, I thank you for being here and asking the hard, hard questions. I would just say, I have a really fresh perspective, and the future of our county is bright, and we all need to work together to get there. So thank you. I welcome your support.
Well, hey, good luck on your campaign, and thank you so much for letting us spend an evening with you here at the Union Station, and excited to see what happens here in June.
Thank you. And thanks for being here.
Yep. Good luck. Congratulations on the candidacy, and we'll be watching and campaigning and voting.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.